Now back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
That's correct. It is Ask the Builder, and that's what Patty's going to do. Patty, Tim Carter, Ask the Builder on WGRR. What is your question today?
Hello, this is Patty.
I'm Tim. Are you Patty?
I am.
I mean, if you're Patty, then we got the right person.
Okay, great. I have a basement that got some water in it a few years ago and got the water out, but I don't think I got it out as effectively as I should have. And now what I want to do is do some re-drywalling and carpeting down there, and I want to find out what do I look for to see if I have mold, and how do I know if I have it, and if we just remove some drywall and patch that up, is that sufficient for any possible mold problems?
All right. Is this basement finished now?
Part of it is. Half of it is, yes.
Okay. And do you know what mold smells like?
Not really.
Well, it's got kind of a lot of it has a kind of a distinctive musty smell.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I would always key on.
All right.
What I would do in this area where it got wet, I would probably do one, maybe up to three test cuts where I would actually go down to the lower 1 foot of the drywall.
Okay.
That's in there now.
Uh-huh.
And I would actually just cut out like a 9-inch by 9-inch piece of drywall. You know, which that terrifies some people thinking, well, how am I going to patch that? It's very simple to do.
Okay.
But I would cut this 9-inch by 9-inch square, but it's got to be down in the lower 1 foot. That's really important.
Okay.
You know, not 3 feet high on the wall. All right. Then you take that out and you just look and see what you got. Like, is there mold? Black mold, it looks just black. I mean, is it on the back of the drywall? You know, look inside the wall cavity. What do you see? See where I'm going with all that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's how you're going to determine whether you have it. So if you cut these three test holes and you've got nothing, then hooray. Then move forward with the rest of your plans.
Okay, and if you do have mold, how do you get rid of that? I mean, if it's on, like, the studding and things like that, do the studs have to be replaced?
No.
Can they be cleaned?
They can be cleaned. And there's really great information how to do this at the EPA's website.
Is there? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They've got great instructions. So
is it, like, EPA.com? Or?
I would try that, but I think it's EPA.com. I think it's .gov, maybe.
Okay. I can check that out.
Here's the thing to do. Just go to Google and type in EPA in capital letters, EPA.
Uh-huh.
And you'll eventually get to the Environmental Protection Agency's website.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the long thing to type in. If you typed in Environmental Protection Agency into Google, believe me, that's going to be the first result that comes back.
Okay.
And they actually, right on their homepage, have a special link about mold.
Oh, good.
And they give you complete step-by-step instructions how to get rid of it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Good luck, Patty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.